It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
As a woman who writes books and articles, I would rather be called an author than an authoress.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rena.
We have another listener suggestion, and this is about the use of the suffix S when referring to women in certain roles. It's irksome, isn't it? So why do we do it?
The S words. So the ESS at the ends of words is a way to mark a word as feminine. Then the question is, do we need to do that? And does it somehow make the word, does it diminish the word to put the ESS on it? So what's the difference between an author and an authoress? And here we get into what in linguistics we call markedness. So markedness is about an asymmetry in, for example, a pair of words, where one is a more neutral term, the dominant term, and one is marked somehow. It's specialized. So if we think about author and authoress, author is the unmarked term. It's generic, it's neutral, and then authoress, it's marked by that suffix, and it says, this author is feminine.
And that's annoying, to me anyway.
Well, and for a lot of women who say, why can't I just be an author? And I was thinking about this, there was a scandal this spring with Wikipedia where women were being moved from the category American novelists to American women novelists, which again is marked. It's somehow you're a woman novelist as opposed to just a novelist.
Exactly. And our listener brought up the word actor, actress, and she found that annoying.
This often comes up around Oscar time where people say, should there be different categories for actor and actress? People often say there have to be because men and women play different roles. But it comes down to that, can women be actors? Do they have to be actresses?
Poets?
Poetess, a lot of people don't like that word. They say it diminishes the woman's stature as a poet. Now, as a historian of the language, I'm struck by these asymmetrical pairs, like governor, governess, master, mistress, where the female term undergoes pejoration, or the acquisition of negative meanings, lower status meanings. And it's impossible to disentangle that from a history of sexism. So early on, a governor and a governess both governed. But over time, a governess, she governed children, and then she became the teacher of children and no longer had the stature of a governor. For a mistress, again, she used to actually be the head of a household, but eventually she became a sweetheart, and then she became a lover. So you see that word also take on more negative meanings, less powerful meanings.
Pejoration. I've learned a new word today. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.